The city has started an investigation after a city sidewalk plow was videotaped crashing into a Free Little Library outside of a Levick house and leaving the broken box lying in the roadway. The video, which resident Chantel Gorham posted to social media pages where it's gaining traction, shows a sidewalk plow slam into a Free Little Library and continue forward, leaving it broken in the street. In photographs of its aftermath included in the video, Gorham includes images of two pillars outside her house, which she said were damaged by the plow. Gorham said the video was filmed at approximately 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday. You can watch the video of the incident below. As an outspoken critic of the city's snow-clearing efforts, Gorham alleges the incident was a deliberate attack. It would be easy to jump to a conclusion, but without a proper investigation, it's inappropriate for me to come to a conclusion, City General Manager of Growth and Infrastructure Tony Cicutti told Sudbury.com. It would certainly appear that the work that was being done is not consistent with what we would say would be our standard operating practice. In the video, Gorham alleges a subsequent interaction with the plow's operator took place in which harsh words were exchanged, but it was not captured on tape. I think it's outrageous, Ward 3 Cown. Jerry Montpelier told Sudbury.com after viewing the video. It's totally disrespectful. Flabbergasted by what he saw in the video, Montpelier added that he receives complaints about the city's snow management on a regular basis, which he passes on to the city. Montpelier said he is attending a community meeting at the Onapping Falls Golden Age Club at 6 p.m. tonight to hear what people have to say about snow maintenance and other city matters. Cicutti said it doesn't take much for a snowplow to damage property, and that incidents tend to be investigated quickly, unless they need to wait until the snow melts to see the damage. Most people contact us through 311, they'll notify us if we've hit a mailbox or damaged a culvert. In some cases you can't do the investigation until the spring, but it still gets logged into our work system for a work order, he said. Sometimes we need a third party to assist us in a repair. In events where there's disagreement between the city and resident as to what caused the damage, people can make a claim against the city following a process outlined by clicking here. As of midday Wednesday, Gorham said she was still waiting for a response from the city after complaining about the incident through the 311 helpline on Tuesday. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.